Matthew 25, verses 19 to 21. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Parable of the Loan Money. 8. Fivefold Returned Servant's Reward. 3 frogs were sitting on a log. 2 decided to jump off the log. How many are left? The answer is 3. Just because they decided to do something doesn't mean they actually did it. In this series, we have been discussing and dissecting the parable found in Matthew 25 to mine the meaning and mimic the application in our daily lives. Now, we'll focus on verse 20. Here we find one of the first 2 servants who decided to do something and then actually followed through, unlike the frogs in our illustration. Upon the master's return, the first servant shares his results. The master gave him high praise, calling him a good and faithful servant. Earlier in the series, we noted that the trio of mission, mindset, and method work in concert to maximize our abilities to serve the master. It helps us move from the point of decision to an action. In short, when we possess a holy ambition to take us from deciding to do his will to actually doing his will. Chip Ingram, in a book entitled Holy Ambition, notes that holy ambition means living with a purpose to yield our lives to God's plans for our lives. He notes that holy ambition is deep and long. It affects every part of life for all of life. The depth and length of our holy ambition will be tested. Those who prove faithful will hear God say someday, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Adopting a holy ambition allows us to discover and experience the blessings and promises of God in our daily lives. It all starts after accepting Christ and deciding to follow Him. To perpetuate our holy ambition, fuel it with prayer, fasting, Bible study, and fellowship. This holy fuel keeps us focused on trusting God and obeying His will. After receiving the talents, the first servant purposed to maximize his stewardship by wisely investing his talents. He decided that the reward of pleasing his master would be worth the effort. As believers, we also recognize the need to do things for God with the gifts and talents He has given us. We may choose to sing in the church choir for God, teach Sunday school for God, and do any of a number of other things for God. We can be encouraged that God promises to bless and strengthen us as we follow His plan for our lives. He promises that through Christ we will bear fruit for God. We are urged to live for Him who died and was raised, and we are called to work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. At the same time, we have to be careful to maintain pure motives as we do His will, because blessed are the pure in heart. Day by day, as we pursue God's will in our lives, maintain a holy ambition to earn the title of a good and faithful servant. As we do God's work, He blesses us with the joy in doing His work. In turn, we discover that obedience is not about us giving God something He needs. Instead, our obedience is about God giving us something we need, more joy in Him. The joy of the Lord purifies our motives. It takes our focus off of impressing others with our obedience and refocuses us on seeking the joy of the Lord through our obedience. Each day, our task is to first decide that we will do things God's way and then follow through. As we follow through, we'll receive the reward of the joy of the Lord. Then surely, surely, one day we too will hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Questions. A. Discover. What is your greatest roadblock to having a heart that is completely His? B. Do you feel any of the joy of the Lord when you go and do things for God? After all, it is a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22. 2, develop. What periods of your life do you find most difficult to maintain your holy ambition to follow His will and live all out for Christ? B. How do you reconcile wanting to be a good and faithful servant with living your life and exercising your free will? How do you determine who is on the throne, you or your desire to be good and faithful? Demonstrate. A. List 3 areas of your life that demonstrate your holy ambition to follow Christ. B. In my book entitled Stewardship, 3 Profiles of Faithfulness, I highlight the sister parable to this one found in Luke 19. In the book, I outline a faithfulness test that also applies here. You can grade yourself with the 5 as always, 4, which is frequently, 3 for sometimes, a 2 for not often, or 1 for never. Number 1. Each day, how frequently do you pray and talk to God? Number 2. How often do you deny God when He prompts you to use your time, talent, or treasure to aid someone? 3. How frequently do you make yourself available to God to do His work through you? 4. Is your schedule usually too full to help when asked to serve? 5. Do you routinely follow God's will or God's work even after running into opposition or obstacles? 6. How frequently do you overrule the Holy Spirit's directions and take God off the throne to have your own way? 7. If you know what your spiritual gifts are, how often do you use them for His glory? So, on the test, how'd you do? How many sometimes did you have? How many not oftens? How many nevers? Would your spouse or your best friend describe you as very faithful, faithful, or not faithful? And is that different from your own answer?
This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.